to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. It's great to share morning devotions with you today. What do you think are the saddest two words in the English language? I think they are the words, if only. How many times have you said to yourself, if only I'd got a second opinion, or if I'd listened to my parents for once, if only I had asked for help, if only I had said no, or if only I'd said yes. You know, that list can go on and on. Those two little words have such sadness about them because they're really words of regret. And I think we've all said, if only, many times. The pain of regret has stung all of us at some point. And so very few of us walk through life without accumulating some regret. There's unresolved regret. It actually can destroy us if we're not careful. It feeds on the pain of the past and hinders any plans for the future. So two other words come out of this little phrase, that if only, and they are regret and remorse. So what is regret? Just think about it for a moment. It's our own awareness of the consequences we live with every day because of an event or action. Now, look, this could be one of thousands of different things. We may have made a poor choice years ago and we're still living with the consequences. And so we say, why on earth did I do that? Well, I'm not sure there's any easy answer. And then there's that other word, remorse. And I think remorse is a stronger word than regret because it reflects our sense of moral guilt at our own failure. And that can be guilt that's real or perceived. What I mean by that is we may have made a bad or seriously wrong choice at one point, and like a regret, we live with the consequences of that choice. We might feel deep sorrow, or we think about it every day. If only she'd worked a bit harder and not failed the exam. Or if only a different politician had been elected the last time. If only we hadn't decided to go on holidays. And whatever it is, we start to think, if only the clock could be turned back. I read an interesting survey about a survey taken at the University of Illinois, and they asked questions of 370 adults in this very intriguing question about their memorable regrets. Now, 20% of those that answered reported that they had a regret about a romantic relationship. 16% was about family issues, and 9% spoke of mistakes that they made as parents. And some of the other regrets that came out in this survey covered things like their education, their job, financial decisions, and health choices. And about half of this group were currently dealing with the consequences of an earlier bad decision. So I think many of us have to admit, yes, we're living with remorse and regret. So do you sometimes catch yourself living the if only statement? If only I was born with more brains or better connections or personality, then I would be a happier person. I'd be more successful. I would be more ambitious. This is the sort of thing we say. In other words, if only, this attitude claims that if only we had some essential quality that might be missing, then we say our lives would be infinitely better and we'd be able to achieve our greatest potential. It certainly keeps us trapped in a past. If only keeps us from moving on, blaming life. It keeps us trapped as a victim, actually, not living in a victorious sense. We must get rid, I think, of the if onlys. We must live our lives unconditionally. Living in this world of if only is that whole area of regret. But do you know, and this is what I will say today, that God does not live in a world of if only. God lives in a world of only believe. That's what's most important. Only believe. God doesn't look over his shoulder at the past and say, if only. God lives in the future. Now, look, it does take a lot of the energy from our lives, but realizing that God puts in front of us many possibilities, and he says, I want you to take hold of those possibilities. Well, dear God, there seems to be so much noise in our world. Everywhere we go, there's noise, sirens blaring and horns blowing, impatient people. But I note that you come to me, Lord, in the silence with a refreshing message of hope, and I look forward to more of that today. And thank you for these lessons. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.